Hey there, my honeybees. I'm so glad you're here. Get ready to dip into the fresh nectar of community, creativity, and conversations. This is the Honeycomb Hideout. Today's episode is Where It All Began. So, it was Father's Day yesterday, June 15th, and this is what prompted me to do my very first episode. I'm so excited to finally get this podcast off the ground, and I thought this was the perfect episode to record since it was Father's Day yesterday. And it is where it all began, because my father, Melvin Jackson, he was an saxophone player for B.B. King for more than 20 years. And prior to that, he was a trumpet player for Bobby Blue Bland for 16 years. And also his band leader. And also the trumpet player for several years to Johnny Taylor. Now, I said all of that to say, I can't tell if this is recording. It is recording. Okay. I said all of that to say that, you know, the blues was always in my bloodline. And my grandfather, Jerry Jackson, he was one of the first of three black promoters in Tennessee. And he was also a pianist. He also worked for the Bijou Theater. And he gave work to the musicians during the recession at the Bijou Theater. And so my grandmother was a dancer. My mother, Marianne Jackson, was a dancer and also a jazz vocalist. So there again, where it all began, through my lineage. And I just wanted to make sure that I put that out there first as the first episode to give you a good introduction into who Habaka is and how this all came about. Now, the funny thing is that I did not ever plan on being an international renowned recording artist, award-winning blues singer, a jazz vocalist, and also gospel vocalist. So I have been coined BJ&G classic vocalist because I am an authentic classic vocalist. That's what they call it. And so I have been keeping the blues alive, jazz alive, and gospel alive, and more so keeping the blues and jazz alive, so that in also in its authenticity as well. Now, that's something to be said, because there are not many artists today who are keeping the music in its traditional sound. Now, yes, Habaka has her own sound, and it is very distinct. However, I am also keeping the traditional sound where it's recognizable. And so that is why I am doing the Honeycomb Hideout. It's going to be a space, a safe space for musical dialogue. You know, there's a lot going on in the music industry. I myself, for one, have been in the music industry for 30 plus years. And like I said, I never, ever really planned on being an international vocalist, renowned vocal coach as well, and a producer, singer, songwriter, all of those good things pertaining to music. I never, ever thought that I would be doing any of those things. Now, if you've ever heard me in any interviews, you will know that I actually studied dancing. I started dancing at 5 years old, and I studied dancing for 16 years, and I actually thought I was going to be a professional dancer, and also I thought I was going to be in the theater. I know. But, you know, God had another plan, and I sang in the school choir. I sang in a lot of ensembles, you know, Christmas caroling, and then church, in the church choir. And I will say that that is really where my gospel hunger came in, when I started singing in the Baptist church, because also I grew up in my little years in the Catholic church, and I found my way to Baptist church when I was 10 years old. I used to go to my best girlfriend's house in and there was a school right directly across the street. And one day I was walking over there and I could hear all these people clapping and tambourines and instruments playing and people singing. And I was like, what in the world is that? I was 10 years old. So my curiosity took me right on in the building. And to my surprise, it was full of people clapping, singing, crying, and I had never ever heard of any such thing. Well, I fell in love with it. So every time that I was over to my best girlfriend's house, I would go to that church, and I just fell in love with the music, you know, the feeling. And when my mother found out, she did not allow me to go back any longer, because in that time she was under the impression that it was some type of a cult, and she was like, you will not be going to any holy roly church, and I don't want you doing that. So I told her, well, you don't know, you don't understand, but as soon as I'm old enough, I am going to the Baptist church, and I don't want to be in the Catholic church any longer. So you know what? I said all of that also to say that when you don't know about a specific thing, or you can only do what you know, what you've heard, what you've learned. And my mom didn't know about the Baptist church. And so as the years went on, I myself was the one to introduce her to the Baptist church. And I can say that today she is now a Baptist and no longer a Catholic. But that is how I believe we all evolve. We have to have an open mind in learning and expanding and growing. And these are things that help us to grow. And the same thing in the music. I always told my father I was not a blues singer because I didn't grow up with my father. We knew each other. My mother made sure I was always in his presence. If he was close by performing, she made sure that she would take me to his concerts. And I tell you, between her and him with this music, my mother being a jazz vocalist, the music was just instilled in me. And I absolutely loved going to my father's concerts. And at that time, he was with B.B. King, but Bobby Blue Bland. And he was the band leader. And just watching him being the band leader and the musicians and the excellence and the precision of the music and the arrangements, it was just absolutely amazing, and I loved every minute of it. And with my mother, her being a jazz vocalist, she would always have me write out all of the lyrics to the jazz songs that she was performing. And so me sitting there all the time in front of the stereo and writing out the lyrics, this also instilled jazz, authentic jazz. Carmen McRae, Carmen Lundy, Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday, Nancy Wilson, and so many others. This is what instilled my love for jazz music as well. So I come to tell you, I actually thought that I was going to be a strict jazz vocalist because, as I said, growing up with my mother and not being in the presence of my father all the time, yes, I loved blues music and I loved it when I was there to see him and all of that, but I basically grew up with jazz. And so I was singing jazz and I sang in different groups. But at that time, I was not singing lead and I was always singing background because I was way too shy to consider myself ever to be singing lead up front. Never thought of it, never was interested. And so this is where it all began with my mother, my father. My grandmother was also a dancer, which I didn't find that out until many, many years. And when I say many, many years, I never found that out until actually my father transitioned. And she was well into her 90s at the time when I met her and found that out. But, you know, as they say, it is never too late. So I'm excited. This is the very first episode of Habaka's Honeycomb Hideout. And we're going to have great conversation here. And I am looking forward to speaking about all of my experiences and my travels and chronicles and talking about the music industry, giving some health tips and all sorts of things. So I just want to say that this is the kickoff, and make sure that you subscribe and follow me and tell other people about the Honeycomb Hideout. It's going to be a great place to be, a great place to learn something new, and maybe you can join in the conversation. So this is where it began. You know, happy Father's Day, Dad. And if it wasn't for my father, actually, I would not be the vocalist that I am today. I would not be the vocalist that I am today because when I started recording myself, I was so proud of my very first recordings. I sent it to my father, and he was the type of father that was very blunt, very straight. He never sugarcoated anything, even if it hurt your feelings, okay? And so when I sent him my first recording, I was so excited about it, and I said, "Oh, did you like it?" And he responded. This was his response. "Do you call that singing? Do you think that's singing? I didn't feel a thing." When I tell you, I was so crushed. I was literally crushed. Now, he was very brave to do that because this could have caused one or two things. One, it would cause me to want to become the best vocalist that I could ever become of myself, or number two, to never ever sing again. And so, what did it do? it made me determined that I would become a vocalist, where you would be able to feel what I'm feeling and feel the music and the emotion and the words that I'm singing. And so I say kudos to you, Dad. I miss you so much. He transitioned in 2014, but he left a legacy. I am following in his footsteps, and it's in my DNA. And so here we are, speaking about where it all began. Well, this is where it began. Welcome to Habaka's Honeycomb Hideout, and I'm looking forward to this journey with you. Bye-bye.